What was the most asked question about voting on Google yesterday?
What are you turning into, some kind of feminist?
No, no, that's not the question.
Cheryl Frazier from Rhode Island, describe your perfect day.
No, no, that also was not the question. No, there actually was a most popular question about voting on Google yesterday. And we will get to that very, very shortly. Good morning and welcome into the Daily Perspective. Hi there, Mark Congleton here with you, your sometimes humble host. I appreciate you listening and being there with me today on Facebook Live, the morning after the midterm elections of 2018. A lot of folks are upset. A lot of folks are angry. People are shaking their heads, scratching their heads, wondering, whoa, what was up with that? Well, there was a lot up with that, and we will cover a great deal of it today as we move forward. I'll be honest with you. At first, last night, when Fox News, relatively early in the evening, called the race, saying that the Democrats would take control of the House of Representatives, I scratched my head, poked out my lower lip, and said, "What the what?" And so I posted on social media last night. So does Fox News calling the House for the Democrats long before all the polls closed bug anyone else? Just saying. And Kimberly said, "I smell liberals." Sandra said, "Yes, of course it does." Michelle said, "Yes." Grace said, "Yeah." Angela said, "Yes," with an exclamation point. And then Brad said, "Yes, it bothers me when any of them do. It bothered me when MSNBC reported some results before the polls even opened. Their misfire the night before the election." And he's right. I saw that story. We didn't talk about it here. It was all over the place. I figured, yeah, well, you saw it. And go figure. It's MSNBC. Of course they're going to pitch it for the left. Yeah, that bothered me last night. There were a handful of things that bothered me last night. One of the things that bugs me and bugs me a lot is that Nancy Pelosi is probably going to be Speaker of the House again. And of course, she had to trot out and make her speech last night and talked about returning to the ideals of our founding fathers, which honestly, the left couldn't recognize if they saw photos of them posted on the sides of buildings. Bless their hearts. But it's been an interesting 24 hours as we watch the windup of things. At the tail end of this election cycle for the midterms. And you may be tempted, to be depressed, angry, upset, and other negative feelings. Well, let me encourage you. Don't be too bothered by this. Because Donald Trump fought against entrenched, swamp-dwelling Republicans for 2 years. It has taken him a while to get things turning the direction we needed things to turn. So now he gets to fight the same Democrats he was fighting before, and there are some fresh Republicans in the House who will be there to help him. The Democrats are going to do something which is extremely predictable. If they're anything, they're reliably predictable. They're going to spend the next 2 years doing everything they can in their power to prevent Donald Trump from being reelected. That will be their focus. When you see them on the news today, when you hear them saying whatever they have to say about this victory, remember, they're saying one thing, but they're going to do something entirely different, because this is how politicians on the left work. They are not interested in bipartisanship. Because bipartisanship to the left means you shut up, sit down, and do what I tell you to do. That's what bipartisanship means to the left. It doesn't mean working hand in hand towards common goals for the betterment of our people. It means you lost, we won, shut up and sit down. As Barack Obama said, elections have consequences, saying, now we get our way. You don't get a say in this anymore. This is how the left operates. So just remember that. And they will say, and I've already heard some say it, that they expect the Republicans to fight them, to not work with them. But we hope they will work with us. Yeah, right. Sure you do. I asked the question at the top. What was the number one voting question Americans, well, asked of Google in the United States of America? What was the top question? The top question was where to vote. The top trending search on Google in the U.S. yesterday. The top one. But that's not exactly true. I'm sorry. I misrepresent what the question actually was. The question was, ¿Dónde votar? It was, in Spanish, where to vote. In Spanish. That was the number one question about voting asked of Google yesterday. It was where to vote, and the question was asked in Spanish. Yeah, I'm pausing to let that sink in. This should tell you a lot about race after race, about what happened yesterday. The number one question asked of Google about voting was in Spanish, where to vote. So when we talk about the importance of defending our border, when we talk about immigration, legal and illegal, when we talk about who we allow into our country and why, it's not prejudice. It's not the hatred for any nationality or race. It's because Americans should be Americans. There should be assimilation. There should be a willingness to become part of the whole. And what we see, driven by the left, driven by these people who say, we just want to work across the aisle with our brothers and sisters on the Republican side, what we see is an effort to import as many voters as they can, because they know they will vote for them. The number one voting question asked on this midterm election day yesterday of Google was ¿Dónde votar? Where to vote? That tells us a lot. Am I making a lot of something small? Not necessarily so. Because the election process is vital to the future of our nation. You and I know that. The progressives see the election process as being vital to the future of their cause. So they know they have to sway as many people to their side as possible. Part of that effort means not educating people about the history of our country, so that our young people don't understand why we were founded and how we were founded, and the vision of our founders. They don't understand the reason our government operates the way it does. They don't understand anything about the values of America. Another part of that is working in the mainstream press to deliver stories which cloud the issues and twist the meanings of things said by people who actually do understand the founding of our country and the intent of our forefathers. And another part is making sure the vote always goes your way. Always. Yesterday we heard reports about malfunctioning voting machines, long lines, people being forced to wait for hours to vote. We heard about votes being changed automatically on voting machines where people weren't paying attention. We heard all of the usual stories. And when you couple this plus the leftist progressive agenda with the fact that they have been incredibly cool and confident about their win for quite some time now, then everything becomes very suspicious. I'm not trying to to do conspiracy theory work here. That's not my gig. You know that. But I am saying it is fishy that they have been so confident about their win for so long. Donald Trump has been on Twitter this morning. Where else would he be? He started off by saying, those that worked with me in this incredible midterm election, embracing certain policies and principles, did very well. Those that did not, say goodbye. Yesterday was such a very big win, and all under the pressure of a nasty, hostile media. And he's exactly right. The people who worked with him, and not against him, did well. They won. The people who worked against him did not. He had another one. If Democrats think they're going to waste taxpayer money investigating us at the White House at the House level, then we will likewise be forced to consider investigating them for all of the leaks of classified information and much else at the Senate level. Two can play that game. Ooh. And then his final one, which I think is just precious. He says, in all fairness, Nancy Pelosi deserves to be the chosen Speaker of the House by the Democrats. If they give her a hard time, perhaps we'll add some Republican votes. She has earned this great honor. You see, Nancy is not polling well with people. Nancy Pelosi, crazy Aunt Nancy, is not even doing well with her own people. They expressed a desire to have fresh blood in the House instead of her, and somehow she still managed to win. And the Democrat Party has not been very happy with Nancy, and yet she still managed to win. And she's prepared. She's itching. Her hands, you can just see her hands are twitching. She wants that gavel back. And President Trump is right. She needs to be the Democrat Speaker of the House. Now, you and I are going to have to take things to settle. We'll be investing in Tums to keep our stomachs settled for the next couple of years as Nancy trots out in front of the cameras on a regular basis to lie to the leftist media. Americans have already seen through the left and what they are. They watched the Kavanaugh hearings. They watched Brett Kavanaugh defend himself. And they watched these Democrats viciously attack him. They know what they're all about. So today, instead of being depressed, angry, upset, downtrodden, don't poke that lower lip out. Remember, the next couple of years is going to be fun because you and I will have opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to remind our friends that the Democrats are dishonest. They're lying about everything, and their positions for what happens in this country will not work. They never have worked. They've only made problems worse. Actually, they've created problems. And then they come back later to play the hero to solve the problems they create. So just keep that in mind today. It's not all bad news. One really good thing, the Republicans maintained and took advantage in the Senate. And for the future, what that means is Supreme Court appointments and other judicial appointments, which means that conservative views, conservative constitutional opinion and judgment will be in place on the Supreme Court and in other judiciaries around the country. And that's extremely important because when the House starts running roughshod over the Constitution to get their way, the courts can stop them. Now that's a check and balance. And that's something you and I need to keep in mind today. The Democrats may be celebrating. They may be having the happy dance today. But their leash got shorter. And that's a good thing. More to come. Ted Cruz, one in Texas. Nancy Pelosi's laid out her vision. And we'll look at more as the Daily Perspective continues. Listening to the Daily Perspective. Hi there. I just looked up and saw that Facebook's live stream was dead again. But we're up now. Sorry about the interruption. I gotta figure out what's going on with that. That's a problem I need to, that's a bug I need to squash. Hey, getting back to the things at hand here. In Florida, the left lost. The progressive agenda lost. Gilliam lost to DeSantis. In Georgia, Abrams looks like she's challenging it. She's not conceding because some key write-in votes in her key districts have not been counted. They haven't finished counting them yet. So she's not letting letting that be decided. But Kemp could very well come ahead in that, come out in that. We hope so. In Maryland, for governor, Jealous lost to Hogan. In Texas, Beto O'Rourke, who had Hollywood and millions and $70 million behind him, lost to Ted Cruz. In California, Porter lost to Walters. Eastman lost to Bacon, Wallace to Phillips Fitzpatrick in Pennsylvania. In Virginia, Coburn lost to Riggleman. So there were eight races there that the progressives said were a shoe-in for them, not so much. So just remember that. Keep in mind, the left has not won everything that they said they were going to win. Remember all of the talk about the blue wave. All of that incredible confidence, the blue wave. Of course, a lot of that was hyperbole. They were talking up a storm to build confidence. And it didn't work. And I think that's because people recognize them for who they really are after they saw what happened to the Supreme Court nomination and the way they handled themselves in those hearings. I think that's why. My goodness. Well, Democratic Representative Beto O'Rourke's bid to unseat incumbent Republican Ted Cruz in Texas fell short yesterday. Despite a fundraising effort that raised a record-setting amount of campaign donations, O'Rourke raised more than $70 million during the heated Senate race, including more than $38 million from the July to September campaign period alone. That total shattered the U.S. Senate's existing fundraising record and easily surpassed Cruz's fundraising record, which produced roughly $40 million. Hey, that ain't pocket change, you know what I mean? Woo! This was an election about hope and the future, and the people of Texas rendered a verdict that we want a future with more jobs and more security and more freedom. That's what Cruz told supporters after defeating O'Rourke. The race was the most expensive in the United States Senate's history and the first to surpass $100 million in total fundraising. With 80% of precincts reporting last night, Cruz earned about 51% of the vote. O'Rourke earned about 48 of roughly 7 million ballots cast. You start doing the math on 7 million ballots. 7 million ballots. How many millions of dollars? It was $110 million in fundraising and 7 million ballots. Do the math on how much that costs per vote. Wow. O'Rourke, he was a member of the U.S. House of Representatives since 2013. He visited all 254 Texas counties ahead of Election Day, drumming up support to unseat Cruz. Cruz, the longtime senator, former presidential candidate. O'Rourke supported various progressive initiatives, including the implementation of universal health care and looser immigration laws. O'Rourke's campaign drew support from a variety of celebrity figures. I'm still tied up on that universal health care and looser immigration laws. I think people in America understand how bad Obamacare was, how it victimized so many people, how it harmed so many people and their families for the sake of a tiny number. And looser immigration laws. We already have a problem in this country. And he wants to make it worse. His campaign drew support from a lot of celebrity figures. Beyonce cashed in right at the very last minute there, threw her support behind him. NBA star LeBron James, country music legend Willie Nelson. Well, he's always been a leftist, though. In turn, Cruz garnered praise from President Trump, who referred to his former political rival, instead of Lion Ted, he's been calling him Beautiful Ted in the lately, right before the vote. But this particular race showed us a lot about how the left operates. The progressives were throwing a lot of money into the coffers for Beto O'Rourke. And there are a lot of people who are demanding some investigations because of Act Blue, that the site that was funneling all this cash. There seems to be some suspicion that fundraising laws were broken. So there should be. There should be. I would say the same thing if it were somebody on the right. There should be an investigation. Let's find out what really was going on with all that money, because there was a lot of money flowing in this election. A lot. And we need to find out. And then there's Hollywood. Hollywood and the music biz. People who don't live in Texas. People who don't have a personal interest in legislators representing that state. People who don't have, they just don't have a horse in this race at all. They don't have a dog in this hunt. But they're throwing their support behind someone because he's a progressive. And his values reflect theirs. And for some reason in our society, a portion of our population actually values the opinions of people who play make-believe for a living. They value the opinions of people who stand on stages and entertain people. They value the opinions of people who go out onto a court or to a field and play games. And that's their expertise. Their areas of expertise. Don't get me wrong, they're entitled to their opinions. Just like you are. Just like I am. But these are people who, as I said, play make-believe or play games or play music for a living. That's where their focus is. That's where their expertise is. And yet we're supposed to trust them for some reason with political opinions. And they all live in this bubble of an entertainment industry. And this entertainment industry bubble leans hard to the left. It's a sad state of affairs in this country that now we trust people to tell us what to think and how to think, who really have no qualifications to tell us these things. You combine that with the leaning of the progressive press. And when you think about all of that influence in this country, don't you think it's miraculous that Republicans won anything? I think that's a testimony to the fact that people are wising up, they're getting their information from other sources, and they're not trusting the mainstream press anymore. I think that's what that says. And those are people like you. So kudos to you. Kudos to you. Good on you for looking beyond the mainstream press, for looking beyond the reporting, for looking beyond what the movie stars, the the singers, and the sports stars are telling you, and actually doing your own digging and finding out what's really going on. And for educating yourself about how the country was established and how it's supposed to run, as opposed to what the politicians tell us. Because especially on the left, the politicians will tell us whatever they think we want to hear. And it's not necessarily true. And the less you know about how our country is set up, the more inclined you are to fall for whatever they say. And there's going to be a lot of that going on for the next couple of years, especially if Nancy Pelosi gets her way and she becomes the speaker once again. And we'll look at that coming up once we're done with the break. This is The Daily Perspective.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
This is The Daily Perspective. Hi there, Mark Congleton here. I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to get in touch. You can contact me through Facebook and Twitter. The Daily Perspective is in both places. You can go to the website, markcongleton.com or markandbackshow.com. There are places to contact there as well. Let me know what you're thinking. Hey, like you did on some posts last night, thank you very much for your feedback. You guys really are great. I appreciate you more than you know. And there are things that we need to remember this morning as I started off things today. It's not a day to be depressed, angry, upset. Yeah, there's some things to question. There's some things to keep an eye on, like the Georgia race for governor. That's still going on. Anytime a Democrat refuses to concede because there are still votes to be counted, it makes you wonder how many votes were left in somebody's trunk accidentally so they could be counted at the last minute, because we have seen that happen before. But that remains to be seen. Another thing to remember is that former President Obama campaigned. He was out there campaigning. Remember, we've talked about it. Little crowds, a couple hundred people, while Trump was out there to tens of thousands of people campaigning. By the way, those people who cooperated with him, they did pretty well. Obama, the four people he campaigned for, they all lost. So I think people are seeing through things.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. What else is there? I mentioned Nancy Pelosi before we went into the break. And she has laid out a vision for the Democrat-controlled House. It's all about stopping the GOP. And let me just run through this. This is coming to us from FoxNews.com. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi Tuesday laid out a grand vision after it appeared her party was poised to regain control of the House of Representatives. Pelosi told a Washington audience that the Democrats' victories in the House races on Election Day signified restoring the Constitution's checks and balances on the Trump administration. Now, let me clarify something for you. Checks and balances to the left means lawyers and courtrooms. That's what checks and balances are. They will be dragging us through lots of legal procedures. The Mueller investigation is a prime example. For the next couple of years, we're going to see more of that, and they're going to dial the intensity up. That's what that means. Quote, it's about stopping the GOP and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's assault on Medicare and Medicaid, the Affordable Care Act, and the health care of 130 million Americans living with pre-existing medical conditions, she said. Again, nothing the Trump administration has proposed endangers pre-existing medical coverage. Nothing. In fact, it all preserves it. Nothing being proposed has endangered the health care of 130 million Americans. Nothing about Medicare or Medicaid cleaning up those systems has endangered coverage, is talking about reducing legitimate coverage for anyone. Nothing. These are scare tactics. This is what progressives do. They frighten vulnerable people. Do you really feel confident in the leadership abilities of people who motivate others by fear? No, you don't, and you shouldn't. Moving forward, Pelosi vowed that a House controlled by Democrats will work on behalf of ordinary Americans to make health care more affordable, raise workers' wages, and reinvest in infrastructure to create more good-paying jobs, rebuild roads, bridges, schools, water systems, broadband networks, schools, and housing, and beyond. Broadband networks? Doesn't that require something? Broadband networks. So does this mean that the Democrats are going to, are going to force net neutrality through so that they can consider broadband networks as a utility? That's an interesting idea, something to be aware of. By the way, every time the government is in control of anything, its efficiency drops and the quality of service drops. Every time. Do you want that happening to your home internet service and your cell service? Is that what you want? No. Let's back up a little bit and do some more examination. Healthcare, more affordable. In other words, they want to expand the nightmare that is the Affordable Care Act. They want to raise workers' wages, do you? That's already happening, thank you, and it's happening legitimately as businesses are unshackled and can do what they want and do what they need for the betterment of their company and their employees. Once again, when you put government in the mix, that all falls apart. Reinvest in infrastructure. This is a common thing. Every time these guys get a chance to step up to a microphone and promise things, they talk about roads and bridges. Roads and bridges. Remember Obama? Shovel-ready jobs? Roads and bridges? None of it was there. They never intended to do anything. Creating more good-paying jobs. It's not really the job of government to create jobs. It's the job of government to get out of the way so business can create jobs. Just remember that. Schools, housing, and beyond. Wow, schools. We've seen what a nightmare the government schools are. They're not educating our kids about our history. So our kids are ignorant when the leftists come campaigning and make claims that they can't support constitutionally, and the kids just buy them. Housing. Wow, we've seen where we get when the government gets involved in housing. The housing market crashed. They created a false bubble. The left did. It was all the left. They created a false bubble. They demanded and forced lenders to create and execute mortgage loans for people they knew could not pay the payments. And eventually, they ran out of places to hide all that bad lending, and it crashed. That's what happens when the government gets involved in housing. Moving forward, Pelosi promised a transparent and open Democratic House. Oh, that's the best joke I've heard this morning. Quote, so that the public can see what's happening and how it affects them, and that they can weigh in with the members of Congress and with the President of the United States. Oh, yeah. So remember when Barack Obama promised that everything that was going to be, every bill would be put online so you could examine it many days before they voted on it? Remember that? This is just that same lie. One more time. Moving forward, quote, we will have accountability and we will strive for bipartisanship with fairness on all sides. We've already covered this. Accountability is a joke because they hide things. They do things. They have secret meetings and vote on things in private that you and I will never see. Bipartisanship, that means we won, you lost, sit down, shut up, and butt out. And fairness on all sides? No, that's just a bald-faced lie. We will have a responsibility to find our common ground where we can and stand on our ground where we can't. Really? Yeah, well then, it'll always be option B. They will stand their ground because they'll never be able to find common ground because they don't play well with others. And she added, we have a bipartisan marketplace of ideas that makes our democracy strong. We have all had enough with division. Well, yeah, Nancy, we have had enough of division. The division has all been coming from progressives. You've stomped your feet, crossed your arms, poked out your lip, and screamed no for the past 2 years, and you've been dividing us. Well, not everybody was on board with Pelosi's ostensible calls for bipartisanship. Some on social media criticizing her rhetoric for being too presumptuous. The San Francisco Chronicle said this, Pelosi is promising bipartisanship, and Dems are nowhere near winning yet. They've learned nothing. That's what Nora, I can't even pronounce her last name. She wrote that before the House had been called for the Democrats. Either straight up resign or tell me when in the last decade Republicans have showed even the remotest spirit of bipartisanship when they held the reins. another user cited by the Chronicle said, you know, this is something we hear from the left, but they forget people like Lindsey Graham, people like John McCain. There have been people on the right who try to work with the left. The vast majority of the people on the right have learned, though, that when you work with the left, it's cumbersome, it's hard, it's difficult. Frankly, you have to wear so much bulletproof stuff and armor to keep from being stabbed in the back that it's really not worth it. Because what happens is they lie to you, they deceive you, they leak things to the press, they misrepresent your positions, and it's just not advantageous to work with the left. Because they don't compromise. They never have and they never will. That is one of the key traits of progressivism. They don't compromise. They don't play well with others. Why? You already know what I'm about to say. Because progressives see themselves as being morally and intellectually superior to everyone else. Why should they play nice with others when everybody else is an idiot and they're wrong? Later in her speech, Pelosi evoked the Founding Fathers. Quote, the founders could never have imagined how vast our country would become, how many we would be, how different we would be from each other. But they knew we had to be one. Unity. Unity for our country. Wow. You know, that sounds good and it plays well. People, it gives you a warm, fuzzy unity. But when you look at the reality of the situation and you look at what progressives do when they're in power, they don't unify people. They put labels on people. They acknowledge people as victim groups. They divide people one against another based on skin color, on nationality, on background, on sexual preference, on sex. They're dividers. They say they're uniters, but their history says they are anything but. So this is our next 2 years. Lies, deceit, and division. All coming from the left. Remember what I say. Hatred, division, discord, violence, they all rise from the left. More to come as the Daily Perspective continues. Oh my goodness gracious. Here we are. Stuck in the middle. Yep, that's us. I was just looking at comments on the Facebook live feed. And Vincent, you speak exactly what I'm usually thinking. Well, that's a little scary. We don't need to be in the same room at the same time. We just really don't. Things could implode. Oh, good gravy. What a day. Please, please don't be upset about the outcome of the election. It is not like you or I wanted it to be. We wanted the House to stay in Republican control. And we wanted some of the rhinos to be gone. These people who've been there for a long time who are, you know, they're retiring because they're not going to be on committees anymore and they don't have these prestigious jobs and they still got a few years left in them. So they're going to be able to go and work in as consultants and, you know, their experience in government will give them some value that'll earn them a great deal of money. So they step aside instead of serving the country and representing their people. In government, they move out of the way. They lose their prestigious positions and say, well, forget this. I can make more money over here. So let's go. So these people you trusted, these rhinos that you trusted, they're gone now, looking after themselves instead of looking after your interests. Well, good. And we were hoping that their replacement would move us forward and enable us to enjoy the fruits of the agenda that's been put forth so far by President Trump. But the Democrats have now won control of the House. It's not all bad. It's a crazy day. The progressive news media is all chirpy about Democrat victories. Still a lot to be thankful for today. So don't forget that. We made progress and moved forward in the Senate, as I said earlier. And that progress means that we have better shots at appointing conservative members to the Supreme Court. We've got a couple of people on the Supreme Court who are well up in years and honestly should be retiring. And we need more conservative voices, more conservative brains on the Supreme Court. It also means that at federal court positions around the country, we can appoint more conservative judges. And that means that in the courtrooms, instead of wild-eyed progressives imposing an agenda and making judgments based on emotion, we'll have people making judgments based on the Constitution. And that's an important thing. So don't let that fall by the wayside. Plus, for the next 2 years, the circus is in town. And that means that you and I get to observe what the left is doing and speak up about it. We get to call them on every lie. We get to point out every distraction. We get to point out every maneuver that they're making. You and I are going to have some fun over the next couple of years, especially if Nancy Pelosi gets that gavel back. Here's another article from Fox News. The Dems' House takeover sets up series of legislative showdowns. Of course, it's all about legislation. Like I said earlier, it's all going to be courtroom pushes and legalese. After years in the political wilderness on Capitol Hill, Democrats will have the power to push their legislative agenda in Congress after winning the House majority last night. But faced with a Republican-controlled Senate and White House, the Democrats are in for a series of showdowns that could leave the party undertaking more modest legislative goals on issues from prescription drug prices to infrastructure, while laying the groundwork for a more ambitious national agenda ahead with the 2020 presidential race. Now, stop and think about this for a second. The 2020 presidential race is coming, and in the next 2 years, we're going to get to see the Democrats acting out. This is why I'm encouraged, because the more camera time they have, the more lies they tell, the more bizarre, twisted, weird things they do, like the Kavanaugh hearings, the more we can prove to people these are not who needs to be. These people don't need to be running things. We can't trust these crazy people with government. Please vote red. And besides, prescription drug prices, already working on doing that. They're the ones who have been standing in the way. Infrastructure, again, they've been standing in the way. They don't want conservatives to be successful. They only want themselves to be successful. And that's the difference. One of the big differences is that when you have Republicans in office, they really want success. And if you'll come on board and work to gain that success, you're welcome. But on the Democrat side, they want their agenda to succeed. And if you'll come on board, that's fine, but you have to play things by their rules or shut up and sit in the corner because your team lost. It's going to be an interesting couple of years. It really is. Moving forward, meanwhile, President Trump's wide-ranging wish list, including his recently announced plan for a 10% middle-class tax cut and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's renewed call for an Obamacare repeal, now requires significant revisions. Compromise between Democrats and Republicans will surely remain elusive as the midterm season is overtaken by presidential election politics, though analysts say both sides may be forced to strike some deals in pursuit of legislative wins. We're back to presidential talk again. And we've seen a handful of people putting their toe in the water, trying to weigh things. I think it was Elizabeth Warren. It was Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, who said that she wasn't going to make a decision or an announcement until after the midterms, which meant she wanted to see how the Democrats did if they took control again. And that would be a sign to her that the water is fine. She was going to jump in. Well, you can look for her to run now, among other people. But keep in mind that each of them is going to lie to you, and they're going to push forth an agenda that sounds good, but when you really look at how they really operate, you realize, ooh, they're going to be spending my money on what? The Democrats' first major initiative will likely be to enact rules changes that govern the House, because those internal regulations don't require Senate passage. in the wake of the dramatic arrest of Representative Chris Collins in New York. He was a Republican in August on insider trading charges related to his role on the board of a prominent biotechnology company. Ethics reforms are set to be a marquee area of focus. When I read this earlier, I thought, that's interesting, because they have had people, the left has had people, who have some serious, serious special interest problems. And yet, they all manage to, they poo-poo talk about that. Nah, that's all just hype and smoke. You don't get that. That's not really, and it really is happening. Just go look up Maxine Waters and her hubby and their bank. Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, has her eyes on the speaker's gavel again. She signaled as much last night, vowing that, quote, we will have a Congress that is open, transparent, and accountable to the American people. Sure you will. She said, tomorrow will be a new day in America. It's about restoring the Constitution's checks and balances to the Trump administration. It's about ending wealthy special interest free reign over Washington. Yeah, tell that to all your buddies on Wall Street who've been supporting you for all this time. Oh, gosh. They play the wealth card frequently. And what most people don't realize is that there are so many wealthy leftists. There's so many incredibly wealthy progressives that are funding this agenda. But they always point to the right and say, you see, it's those evil rich people. They're the problem. We need to take their money and spend it on what's right. A new day, restoring the Constitution's checks and balances. Remember what I said earlier? Because there was one of the first stories was also about this, and she said this and in that story as well. Checks and balances. Checks and balances to the progressives mean courtrooms and lawyers. Special investigations like the Mueller investigation. That's what checks and balances mean to these people. Remember that. It's not constitutional checks and balances. It's not honest leadership. It's about dishonest, deceptive, conniving, positioning, maneuvering in the courts. That's what it's about. It's going to be an interesting 2 years. Chin up, people. All is not lost. God bless you. See you tomorrow. This is The Daily Perspective.